Morning, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Thomas Mulligan. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 6-9-26, Mr. Mulligan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 2-18-26. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impressions, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in Beverly Ricks. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 6-9-26, Mrs. Ricks performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period after bronchodilators, though it's a poor effort period compared to a prior study dated 12-11-25. There's been a significant deterioration in lung function period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ruth Griggs. On 6-9-26, Mrs. Griggs performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction period. There's no significant change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jack Bryan. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 6-9-26, Mr. Bryan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant, there was a poor effort after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Rader, R-A-D-E-R. This goes to the VA. On 6-9-26, Mr. Rader performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma. Next, six-minute walk test on patient Robert Rader. This goes to the VA. On 6-9-26, Mr. Rader performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93% period. The patient walked 546 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.